Joe and Jill Biden visit Bourbon Street after New Orleans terror attack. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 6, 2025. President Joe Biden and his wife, First Lady Jill Biden, visited Bourbon Street days after 14 people were murdered when a terrorist drove a pickup truck through a crowd of people. In a video posted by C-SPAN, the Bidens were seen paying their respects to the 14 people who lost their lives on Bourbon Street. Over two dozen others were left injured as a result of the attack. The Bidens were seen exiting a vehicle, and Jill Biden was seen placing a bouquet of flowers on the ground where other flowers had also been laid down. During the Bidens' visit to New Orleans, the president vowed to assist in completing the investigation quickly, noting that he had directed his team to make every resource available to law enforcement officials at the federal, state, and local levels, according to the New York Post. "I've directed my team to make every resource available to federal, state, and local law enforcement to complete this investigation quickly and do whatever else we can," Biden said during a speech on Monday night at the St. Louis Cathedral. Biden also noted that New Orleans defines strength and resilience. As Breitbart News's Hannah Knudsen previously reported, Christopher Raya, the deputy assistant director with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, revealed that the terror suspect behind the New Orleans attack, Shamsud Dinjabar, planted two IEDs or improvised explosive devices prior to his attack. In the aftermath of the attack, Biden revealed in a speech from Camp David that the FBI had told him that Jabbar had been an American citizen who had been born in Texas and had served in the United States Army and U.S. Army Reserve. During his speech, Biden also noted that videos Jabbar had posted to social media indicated that he had been inspired by ISIS. The FBI previously confirmed that Jabbar had carried an ISIS flag in the truck, according to NOLA.com.